This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you guys probably ran out and got Disney Plus, not because you want to watch a whole bunch of Disney movies. Most of the Disney movies are already out there on a lot of the, you know, streaming. Or maybe they're off now. I forget if Disney pulled them off. But, you know, and most of us have seen The Lion King 2,000 times and, I don't know, the Pixar movies. But we ran out and got Disney Plus because there was a new Star Wars series. Okay? Actually, I didn't. I knew the Star Wars series was going to be out, and I was like, I want to see it. But I really wanted to see the Aladdin movie again because I thought, you know, the latest Aladdin movie that came out in the spring was awesome. And so we bought Disney Plus. I'm like, all right, guys, we're going to do movie night tonight. We got popcorn, everything to go. And then the new Aladdin movie wasn't even on the Disney Plus. So, I mean, I don't want to rip on Disney Plus, but I'm a little kind of, I feel a little cheated here, okay? Because I really like the Aladdin movie. So, here we are now with this new series, okay, in Star Wars. And you have to see it, but it stinks. I mean, it stinks. It's like one of the very few shows that stink, but you have to see it. So my review of The Mandalorian is it stinks, but it's a must-see. So I don't know where that falls, in the Rotten Tomatoes or the, I don't know, Smash Strawberries, whatever sort of review realm this is. And I tell you why, okay? Star Wars is one of those series, those iconic series, that grandma, mom, grandkids know about. It is the one show or series that connects all the generations. I mean, if you bring up to kids E.T., they're trying to bring back E.T. I'm like, don't. I didn't really like E.T. growing up. It was okay. I remember thinking the older brother was cute. I don't remember much about the movie. I remember Poltergeist. That's not going to really bridge generations. Back to the Future I thought was awesome. Younger generations aren't as into Back to the Future. But the younger generations, the young kids, the Zers, and even beyond, really dig Star Wars. I liked it because I was a kid when it came out. And my parents liked it because it was super cool. So we have a series that even if it begins to suck, we're not going to let it go. There's no way we're going to let it go. Because it's the one thing that we could talk about on Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever with the family and all connect. Now, sometimes the kids don't know who Boba Fett is, or Jabba the Hutt. I mean, to me, Jabba the Hutt, that was like, you know, that's huge. A lot of them, you know, they got a little bit of Jabba the Hutt with one of the newer movies. But because this series is so significant in terms of bridging the generations and in terms of reminding us of our past and being a good story, I really want to give the creators a talking to about how they're kind of messing with our minds. So, you know, people have no idea when The Mandalorian takes place. You see stormtroopers, and then you see stormtrooper skulls. So I had to look it up, because I'm like, okay, wait a second. This is supposed to be after Star Wars. But remember, what did Star Wars do to us? They screwed us up. They had us start with episode 4 back in the 70s. Was that A New Hope? I forget what they're called, right? So we had the Luke Skywalker on Tatooine, and then he meets Han Solo. And then he kisses his sister, but he doesn't know it's his twin sister. And then finally, by the third one, Return of the Jedi, they realize they're, you know, related. And, you know, she's in love with Han Solo and whatever. And then the big Death Star explodes. Okay, so you think they're done. But then what happened is back in the early 2000s, they go back a generation and then start the series there. So basically, Star Wars 4 is actually Star Wars 1. Now, I still haven't reconciled all of that, but I'll just go with it. All right, fine. So it's Darth Vader as a baby boy. I didn't really like the first Star Wars that much, but it was okay. Darth Vader turns into a baby boy. He falls in love with somebody who's much older than her, than him. All right, okay, Padme. Total cougars on this kid. But anyway, eventually they get married, and then I guess she dies, and whatever, we have Darth Vader. So when I tell my kids about the third Star Wars movie, the third Star Wars movie to me is Return of the Jedi, yet to them, it's where Padme gives birth to twins. Confusing. Now we have The Mandalorian, and The Mandalorian is set 5 years after the Return of the Jedi. So Mandalorian is 5 years after the Ewoks kick butt. But 25 years before The Force Awakens. Now, the new series of Star Wars has Rey, who I think is really, really cool, has old Han Solo, old Luke Skywalker, and this Mandalorian is 25 years before that. And then all of a sudden, they throw into all of this a Yoda. But its name is not Yoda. It's somebody of the Yoda species. Okay? And this Yoda species thing makes the whole show. And we call him Baby Yoda. I don't think it was ever supposed to be called Baby Yoda. But the writers on one end, I thought, were completely out of their minds until I saw what they did with this Baby Yoda. The show could suck, and the show does. I think The Mandalorian sucks, but it's a must-see because you got this now, this Baby Yoda. And Baby Yoda is like the show. In fact, people want it to be the Baby Yoda show, and I don't think it's going to happen. But actually, I was thinking about this last night. If I was a writer for Lucasfilms, I would make a whole series on this Baby Yoda and how this Baby Yoda grows up and then goes into puberty and falls in love and how Baby Yoda turns into Yoda. But the problem is it's not Yoda. This Baby Yoda is apparently 50 years old. Plus the 5 years, and remember, Yoda dies in The Force Awakens, so it's basically 55 years past Yoda. So now, what do we do? All right, well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's Xanax. I really don't know. So for those of you that think you're a little left out, you're not. I mean, in fact, I think, you know, having your brain scrambled by all this is nothing to look forward to. But I say you have to watch it. Because I foresee Star Wars reinventing themselves and being there for the next generation. So we're talking almost four generations that this show can now span and attract. And I think the one thing that brought it all together was little Baby Yoda. So it's cool. All right, that's my review. 1-877-DOC-FALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys might have heard this story. There is a lawsuit going on for discrimination, and this is in Canada. But it's a discrimination on somebody who was straight. And this has made headlines. And it's made a lot of people kind of scratch their heads. But it means we need to have a conversation about where we're going with discrimination and being inclusive and, you know, who gets promoted and who gets fired. Apparently, there was a bank employee that worked for Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce. His name is Arun Jagadish, and he was fired on May 10th, 2016. And he said he was denied a promotion because he was straight. Now, from what I understand, the case was originally dismissed, but now a federal court rules that the case must be reassessed. A former employee of this bank Aaron, says he claims he was told he had no hope of promotion because he was straight. And his discrimination complaint now has to be reassessed. Apparently, the Canadian Human Rights Commission previously dismissed his claim that he faced discrimination due to his sexual orientation as a straight man. Mr. Jagadeesh was turned down for multiple promotions, stated that he was told by his boss to join a group of gay and bisexual men in the office, as only they would get promoted. I mean, when you hear this, you're like, what the heck is going on? Madam Justice Janet Fuhrer ruled in federal court that the commission had wrongly dismissed the employee's complaint and ordered new investigation reassessment. So the court last month, Mr. Jagadeesh described how in a one-on-one meeting on September 15, 2015, his boss told him that every male manager in the office was gay or bisexual and that there was no hope of him becoming a manager unless he joined this group. The employee claims the boss told him to be smart and learn after explaining that sexual orientation was the reason why young male employees with little experience were promoted ahead of him. Mr. Jagadeesh claims that male employees were sexually exploited in order to gain the promotions that they wanted. Whoa. He explained how the incident impacted his mental stress and self-dignity after receiving a disability diagnosis of muscle tension dysphonia several months into his job. Apparently it caused pain in his throat and vocal cords. He was told by a doctor to take medical breaks from his role as a telephone sales representative. Apparently this job required him to speak 60 to 70 customers a day for less than 30 seconds each in order to hit adherence targets, meaning his medical breaks made this impossible. So Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce fired him roughly a year later after the workplace refused to accommodate his disability. Now, Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce claims that he was fired due to being unqualified. Well, if he was unqualified, then why did he have the job so long? So, the claimant claims that he was discriminated against because he was straight and for his disability. He also applied for 17 other roles within the company, but was turned down. So, apparently, his case was dismissed last November by the Canadian Human Rights Commission after an investigator refused to go forward with the allegations of discrimination due to being straight and concluded that the company had accommodated his disability. And, of course, the bank can't comment on that matter. So, he is going to appeal, and it looks like the case has to be looked at. But this just brings up a whole bunch of topics that I want to talk about. Okay. So there's discrimination in the workplace of all kinds. Straight, gay, white, black, Hispanic, Jew, Christian, Catholic, Mormon, Muslim. There's discrimination. And I fear that the more we try to fix it, and when we try to fix things, we usually fix them wrong. There's a way to fix something. Right? There's a very easy way to fix something, but we don't do it that way. We do it wrong. So the more we try to do it politician style, okay, the more we actually discriminate. And so this really, there's really a simple way to deal with promotions. And to there's a very simple way to do it. You either take a test, you either have longevity with your years. I mean, you have to have objective findings. Now, somebody could say, well, the test could be, shall we say, biased. Well, then you could have an independent company make these tests for these positions or whatever. And whoever has the seniority and gets a certain score on the test gets the promotion. Now, somebody owns a job, owns a company, will say, no, because, you know, I want somebody right for the job. I want somebody that can prove themselves, all right? But then that leaves open all this discrimination. You know, we have every single day people getting discriminated and turned down for either college, for an application, for a scholarship based on their race. Now, this is 2019 going into 2020. How is that happening? Well, we have people that didn't get the memo that are still saying, oh, I don't want to hire somebody or I don't want to accept somebody, you know, of this, you know, race and color. And then we have actual scholarships that outright say this is only for women, not for men. This is only for Hispanic women. I mean, they won't say African-American women and white women don't apply. It'll just say this is only for Latino women. So if you're white male, if you're black male, if you're Hispanic male, you don't get that scholarship. You can't apply for that scholarship. Now, the country goes, okay, well, that's okay. You know, well, because it's not okay. I mean, if you got two kids and they want to apply for a scholarship and you're, you know, there, you are trying to, you know, help kids get to school or whatever, why are we just picking a certain race to help? You know? And then why are you saying no to people of other colors and races? Same thing with fitness. We are going to, in January, see a slew of discrimination against men. Women join for free. So women can join for free and a man can't. That's discrimination. I mean, imagine what would happen if that gym said men join for free, women have to pay. It would be all over. I mean, it would be discrimination. The ACLU would get involved. But it's okay when it's the other way around. Well, people say, well, because men are privileged. Which men are privileged? Which men? Of which race? Of which color? Which? Well, people will say, well, white men. A lot of white men got killed in the Holocaust. A lot of white men, I mean, you know, every group, right, has had, no matter where they're from or where their culture is, all right, they've had hard times. Some groups may have more affluent people than others. But if you are really anti-discrimination, then you can't pick and choose, right, who gets to have the free membership. If you're saying, okay, women, you get to join the gym for free, but not men, you're discriminating against black men also. You're discriminating against Hispanic men, Asian men, Muslim men. That's discriminatory. So I don't know what the heck happened in this bank and what's going on and, you know, why somebody straight would not get. I mean, my guess is they didn't like him. I don't know if it had to do with his sexual orientation or not. Okay. I mean, you know, I've never heard of a case where somebody straight not getting a promotion. I've heard of cases where people are gay and they might not get a promotion because of that. We've heard of cases of those, of that. But of that nature, but, you know, there is terms such as reverse discrimination, it's all discrimination. I mean, my guess is if we want to stop this, that we have very objective means to decide who to promote. I mean, I bring up the 9 to 5 movie because it was on recently, you know, done in the 1980s, where the people working the hardest don't get the promotions. That, you know, if you sleep around or whatever, you know, it's the same stuff, different decade. And subjectivity gets you the promotion. You know, I always worry that people think I got into medical school because I was a girl. No, I got into medical school because I was cum laude, I was honors program, had, you know, a high GPA, I had good MCAT scores. So as long as testing is a bias, you know, we need to probably come up with more objective means, because otherwise this, you know, picking and choosing based on whim is going to continue. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FAA Chief Stephen Dixon says the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft will likely not return to service until 2020. Speaking before a House Transportation Committee, Dixon says there's a number of processes and milestones that have to be completed.
When the 737 MAX is returned to service, it will be because the safety issues have been addressed and pilots have received all the training they need to safely operate the aircraft. This process is not guided by a calendar or schedule.
The Judiciary Committee in the Senate is continuing to question Inspector General Michael Horowitz regarding the Inspector General report that was released on Monday. Horowitz again says that the FBI probe was not fueled by political bias against President Trump, although he does say that a lot of the procedural errors and omissions by the FBI were troubling and raised civil liberty concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners out of Fort Worth does not want this played on the air. He had called in discussing how he has a very small business, and a number of his employees have brought in forms that basically allow them to be qualified under the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. The problem is when he asks them to do a task, they say they can't, and they attribute it to their condition. And these might be tasks of, you know, that he believes are, you know, clerical in nature and laborious in terms of using a lot of muscle or, you know, physical agility. And he's, it's hard to paraphrase because it was kind of a long message. But I think basically in a nutshell is how to tell if somebody's faking and what to do if you have a staff that cannot do a duty and you are restricted by law.
And again, I wish I could play this on air because it was, again, a topic we need to talk about. I'm a fan of the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. It protects employees from discrimination based on disability. I think it had to be done. I think, we needed to have that in place. But as with everything in the government, all right, a law gets passed. And even if there is a memo, you know, people get the memo, it doesn't walk people through on what to do and how to, shall we say, not so much accommodate, because we're starting to get more resources on that, but how to realistically make this happen and allow your business to still, shall we say, thrive, allow all goals to be met. Okay? So, to review, the Americans with Disabilities Act prohibits employers from discriminating against employees or applicants with disabilities in all aspects of employment, including hiring, pay, promotion, firing, and more. It also protects employees from retaliation when they enforce their rights under the law. So if somebody, let's say, has a disability, okay, so let's say they have a, let's say they're amputated. They have a below-the-knee amputation from diabetes. And let's say they don't have a prosthetic and they're in a wheelchair. And you ask them to take something out to the mailbox and they can't. You know, it's cold outside, it's snowy, they'll have issues with the wheelchair. You can't fire them. But what if you ask them to do a phone task and they say no? So, you know, these are the questions employers have. The U.S. Department of Labor does have a lot of resources hiring people with disabilities. They want to encourage employers to hire people with disabilities because there's a lot of people with disabilities. And the ODEP, Office of Disability Employment Policy, supports several initiatives that helps employers interested in hiring individuals with disabilities, including a assistance and resource network, workforce recruitment program for college students, a job association network. I don't know if they also have recruitment and hiring strategies. There is a possible tax credit. There are tax incentives for employers. There's how-to guides. So it looks like the government has stepped up things that, and if you are an employer that is starting to find that a majority of your employees are ADA protected and you feel like you can't get a workload accomplished, go to the Department of Labor and, you know, see what they could do to help you in terms of that. Now, if somebody does acquire for a disability, if somebody does apply and become confirmed and validated to have had a disability, it's not an easy process. I mean, there has to be, you know, a doctor basically puts his license on the line, you know, for that statement. But there are a lot of illnesses and conditions that can fall under that ADA umbrella. And so a lot of employers do worry that there is room for fraud, that there is room for somebody getting that, you know, not being officially disabled, but being able to get somebody that can say they are, and then they get that protection. Again, I'm not sure where we are with that. I'm not sure how we have protections against that. You know, all I can tell you right now is the ADA will protect, and they should, anybody that has a disability. Anybody with a history of impairment, let's say you had cancer, it's in remission. They aren't allowed to discriminate against you there. And an employee who the employer regards as disabled. So let's say they say here that this protects against, let's say, an employee who is healthy. But the employer is wrong and thinks they're disabled. I don't get that. But anyway, disability, basically the definition of that, is a physical or mental impairment that prevents you from doing daily life activities. So walking, reading, bending, communicating, you might have issues with your immune system, be fighting cancer. The treatment could be disabling. You know, you might have cancer
and the cancer is not affecting your ability to walk, talk, work, you know, but your chemotherapy is. So they say if an impairment doesn't significantly limit a person's ability to perform a major life activity, it is not protected by the ADA. So the ADA has very, you know, still, it's not as broad as you think. You know, I mean, you can't say that you have, shall we say, let me see, a paper cut or, you know, that's causing you excruciating pain. That won't work. However, when you go back to this case of this banker, who, I guess needed accommodations. And, if I remember correctly with that case, he was fired because the job said that he was not able to do his duties. We do need to have the conversation of what does an employer need to run? So for example, okay, you know, if you have a business and you have a small business and you need, you know, you only can afford 5 staff people to work full time. And it turns out that some of your staff people then become disabled and they can't meet the job's demands. What is the employer supposed to do? If they can't afford a 6th person to cover the work, do they close down? Do they, you see? I mean, you know, what the government's trying to help us do is realize that a lot of people with disabilities still can work. There's still a lot of work they can do. You just need to find a position for them. Unfortunately, with small companies, there's not really a lot of other jobs there. If you need somebody manning front desk or cutting hair or tending bar, if they can't do that, there's not really a lot of other jobs out there. But there can't be undue hardship. According to NOLO, which is a law firm, says NOLO.com, all right, they say the employer does not have to provide a reasonable accommodation if doing so would create an undue hardship. So an undue hardship means significant difficulty or expense of the business. So it depends on the cost of the accommodation, the financial resources of the employer. So somebody would say, well, yeah, if you got to now make it, you know, ADA and, you know, wheelchair accessible, first of all businesses should be. The problem is there's a lot of old, you know, in some of the older parts of the country, you know, a lot of these, you know, businesses or storefronts aren't technically ADA accessible. But in the West, when we built our medical office, everything had to be ADA accessible. So that kind of solved that problem. If it affects the financial resources of the employer, the nature of the business, accommodation costs. So the employers do have some recourse. And they have to, because otherwise employers would be like, we're screwed if we hire somebody with a disability. So the government doesn't want that. The government wants you to know that you'll still be able to run your business. But you might have to get a lawyer that, you know, handles cases like this. You might want to get help from the Department of Labor so you don't feel like you're overwhelmed and you're trapped because, you know, you can't ask your employees to do certain tasks and you aren't sure what tasks you can ask them to do. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you guys that, you know, people are having a hard time getting antibiotics now. They'll go to an urgent care or they'll call telemedicine or even go to the regular doctor and they're not getting an antibiotic. In fact, I heard of a patient that went to their family doctor saying that their what they're coughing up is green. And we now know that just because you're coughing up something green doesn't necessarily mean it's bacterial. You know, the green comes from inflammatory cells. It could still be viral. But I remember learning that in medical school. I go, well, if it's green, how do you know that's bacterial and not viral? You know, and you can't tell. However, since a lot of us felt better taking antibiotic, we're like, let's just go with it. If it turns green, you then need an antibiotic. Well, now, because of all the new rules of antibiotic stewardship and trying to stop drug resistance to our antibiotics and stop the growth of superbugs, if somebody has green nasal discharge or green sputum, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get an antibiotic.
So there was a doctor I heard of in town that makes you cough up the sputum right then and there. Show me, apparently they say. And if you can't show, you're not getting the antibiotic. You know, people are pretty mad. People are upset about that. And I told you, this is my fault. My generation's doctor's fault. It's because people in the late 90s and early 2000s, even though I opened my practice in the year 2000, that's when I graduated residency, but I still saw patients as a student and resident in the 90s, they would come in saying they have a bronchitis and they want a Z-Pak. And people kept asking for Z-Paks. And it turned out that a lot of them probably had an STD. And Zithromax helped cure STDs. And since you really can't prove objectively that somebody has bronchitis, because you can't see it on X-ray, you can't really test it in the sputum, right? Somebody would say, yeah, I have it, I have the cough, I'm coughing up this color, whatever, I need a Z-Pak. They get the Z-Pak and they could treat their chlamydia gonorrhea without it ever going into the history or the electronic medical record. So now, if you notice, most guidelines say, no antibiotics for bronchitis. So if somebody says they have bronchitis, they're not getting an antibiotic. And so people are a little ticked. Once you take something away, people are ticked. Funny thing is we're seeing a rise in STDs. Are we really seeing a rise in STDs? Or are we seeing now people forced to go in and get tested because they can't get the Z-Pak like they used to? Makes you wonder. Well, now we have this headline. They say Americans are taking antibiotics designed for fish because they could get them online. They're cheaper, and they're quicker than going to a doctor. Fish antibiotics. Scientists said it was alarming that people were taking drugs made for animals. Pet antibiotics, including penicillin, are available online for about $9 for a bottle of 30 pills. These are unregulated. We don't know if they could cure a human infection. But people are using antibiotics for fish. And aren't we, you know, of a bigger mass? Don't we have a bigger BMI than the fish? So no one's consulting the doctor. They're able to get their antibiotics. But this is what people want. By the way, that's where medicine's going to go. People are going to be so sick of doctors holding on to the antibiotics. And the government is going to want to prove, not this administration, but probably a Democratic administration, is going to want to show that they've cut costs in health care. And one way to cost health care spending and cut costs in health care is allowing people to just go over the counter and get their own medicine. So antibiotics will be made online one day. There'll be a few. I'm worried about that. Really worried about that because of, you know, already we have a rise in antibiotic resistance. But we're going to probably follow the same, you know, pattern as Mexico and I think some other countries that allow antibiotics to be over the counter. So the study was done by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. But it couldn't say how many people were buying and using the drugs. By looking at online reviews, the website used was not named, but it found reviews of fish antibiotics, which mentioned human use, were 9 times more popular than those which didn't, suggesting they are being used. So fish antibiotics, I guess you could get over the counter, but not dog and cat antibiotics. I got to look that up. I had no idea, because I know you can't get dog or cat antibiotics. I know that. And the reason why is my cat had conjunctivitis. We had adopted a cat, and all the cats got conjunctivitis. So I looked up what would work for the cat, and I tried to get some. And nope, you had to go into the vet, and you had to get, and I get that. I get that. I mean, again, you don't want to be treating, and just because I'm a doctor for humans doesn't mean I have veterinary experience. So I, you know, they're right about that. But I didn't know you could get fish antibiotics. Dr. Brandon Bookstaver, one of the researchers from the University of Southern South Carolina, said while human consumption of fish antibiotics is likely low, any consumption by humans of antibiotics intended for animals is alarming. Well, it shows people are desperate. Self-medication or the availability, say, of antibiotics without healthcare oversight might contribute to increased antimicrobial resistance and delayed appropriate treatment. We are particularly concerned that the high volume of positive feedback on these comments about human use might encourage others to attempt to use the drugs. Well, they found drugs for fish you could get as low as $899 to $119. You could get amoxicillin, penicillin, ciprofloxacin, cefalexin, metronidazole, and sulfamethoxazole trimethoprim. Now, see, what worries me is I am deadly allergic to sulfa. That sulfa will kill me. Well, that sulfamethoxazole trimethoprim is a sulfa drug. And if a person doesn't know that, that could be deadly. So, where do we go from here? You know, many of you guys are not doctors listening or politicians, you're patients. And you are sick and tired of not being able to get in with your doctor for 3-4 weeks. When you do go in, waiting for 2-3 hours. And then having to pay up the yin-yang because you have a high deductible. So, the average American citizen is going to say, let us get our gosh darn antibiotics. I'm not going to take advantage. I'm going to use them when I need them. And I got to be honest, you know, even as a doctor, I can't just write myself a prescription. It is a pain in the butt to get medication. It is. I get that. But I also understand that there are risk factors with things. And so if you take something blindly and you don't have a regular doctor, then all of a sudden you have an issue and then you need to try to get in, you're up a creek. So I now take hormones, right, because I'm going through the whole change. I'm in my 40s. I started in my 30s going through the change. It would be so great to not have to take off work or take off a show or, you know, miss meetings to go to the gynecologist. Why can't I just get the hormones myself? Well, it's because my gynecologist knows that these hormones could possibly incite a breast cancer that I might be prone for or mess with, you know, some of my other reproductive organs. So she watches that. She watches my liver. She watches those things because she knows. I mean, I know that too. But if I wasn't a doctor, I would think, well, just give me my hormones. So, my suggestion is, before we start making any rash decisions on having antibiotics over the counter and people treating themselves, we need to increase access to medical care much easier and much more satisfying. And we also probably need to do a huge educational campaign. And we need to put selfishness aside. And, you know, many people don't really care about antibiotic resistance. They're like, look, I just want to feel better now because I got to go to work. Well, then, you know, maybe we need to kind of address, you know, why can't they deal with a cold for 2 days or 3 days? You know, is it because they don't have sick leave anymore? Maybe we need to kind of change sick leave policy. So it's not going to be an easy task. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.